Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We've come a long way since the apple fell on Sir Isaac Newton. Jeremy Mould, professor of astrophysics and supercomputers at the Swinburne Institute of Technology, concludes that the strength of gravity has remained unchanged over the last 9 billion years.
Our study focused on Newton's gravitational constant, known as G. This describes the attractive force between two objects, together with the separation between them and their masses. It's been previously suggested that G could have been slowly changing over the 13.8 billion years since the Big Bang. If G had been decreasing over time, for example, this would mean that the Earth's distance to the Sun was slightly larger in the past, meaning that we would experience longer seasons now compared to much earlier points in the Earth's history. Looking back in cosmic time to find out how the laws of physics may have changed is not new. But supernova cosmology now allows us to do this with gravity. Our research analyzed the light given off by supernova explosions in the nearby and far universe to show that the strength of gravity has not changed. The reason supernova blasts were used for this research is that the critical mass they need to acquire before exploding is dependent on Newton's gravitational constant. Our telescopes can detect the light from this explosion and use its brightness as a standard candle to measure distances in the universe, a tool that won the 2011 Nobel Prize in Physics. The standard candle depends on Newton's gravitational constant, G, and allows us to monitor it over billions of years of cosmic time instead of only decades, as was the case in previous studies. Despite these vastly different time spans, our results agree with findings from the Lunar Laser Ranging Experiment that has been measuring the distance between the Earth and the Moon since NASA's Apollo missions in the 1960s, and has been able to monitor possible variations in G at very high precision.
That was Jeremy Mould of the Swinburne Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.